Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I grew up, and I grew up in the 80s, okay, drugs were bad, okay? You just didn't do drugs. If you did do drugs, you were getting yourselves into some trouble, whether it was through mental health, whether it was through an abusive behavior that would make you eventually become more dependent on the medication, or it would be bad in terms of the law. Well, things have changed. And I included have voted to legalize marijuana in my state. I voted a big yes on that one, not because I wanted people to be doing pot and, you know, enjoying drugs, but because I wanted us to study it more and be able to figure out what medical applications can come from it. And it's very difficult to study it when it's illegal, especially on a federal level. I also wanted our police freed up, and I wanted there to be something for those people in pain, as there was this big vilification of anybody writing pain medications, and patients were going to be have no recourse but to then go to illegal drugs for pain control. So that's why I supported the legalization of marijuana. I did not want to see 40% of our young Americans using it, though. I thought, as with alcohol, okay, you'd have some people that'll overextend, overindulge, but most of us will be like, okay, you know what? I don't like the hangover. I don't like what it does. I'm not able to work. I don't like the way I feel. I'm going to pass. I also thought that the prices would go up and people would be like, you know, this really is ridiculous to spend this kind of money, but that's not what's happening. So drug use is now at an all-time high. Even though marijuana is legal in multiple states, you have health experts out there going, guys, we have a huge mental health crisis. We have a huge problem with the after effects of people using cannabis or hallucinogens or other medications and drugs to alter their reality. In fact, our brains still develop in our 20s. And I think it's the National Institutes of Drug Abuse. Health officials are saying, look, guys, these young individuals with their all-time high use of cannabis is affecting their brain development. Now, me as a doctor, see, you don't necessarily want me to just sit here and report what everybody else is reporting. What am I seeing? Well, I'm seeing a large Generation X and younger millennial population that is really not excited about going to work, is having anxiety issues, is having depression issues. In fact, I see so many people on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications. A 19-year-old and a 21-year-old called in the same day, and both of them had at least four medications that they were using for either moods or sleep, ADHD, and then something for sleep, and then something for anxiety, and something for depression. And I know many of them might self-medicate with cannabis, and that might be why they went to cannabis. But you have to wonder, with all these individuals on these medications, is there something else that's putting them at risk? Now, personally, I think computers also do it. I think staring at a computer for more than an hour messes with your mind. I think it makes you grumpy. I think it alters your reality. And so maybe it's not just the drugs. Maybe it's our computer use. Maybe it's our binge-watching seasons of Game of Thrones, which a lot of you guys are doing because you didn't watch Game of Thrones and I told you to. So now you're binge-watching it. You know, some of you, you're just on a screen for hours, and our bodies are designed to hunt and gather. Our bodies are designed to look at the birds, to be out there during the day, to swim in the ocean. That's what our bodies are designed to do. And instead, we're sitting in a room staring at a computer. So when it comes to the drugs and marijuana, and let me see if I could quote one of these health officials, because, you know, people are pretty grumpy about where we are right now. Sorry, my computer's slow. I think my computer might be also a little bit high, because it's not acting right at all today. I believe where we're going now is the pendulum is swinging. You know, we went from drugs are bad, to what's so bad about them? Same thing with sex. We had gone from sex is bad, sex before marriage is bad, to why not enjoy sex? So we never do anything in moderation. If somebody says, look, once a month, I might go out with my friends, hang out by the campfire, and smoke a doob, or whatever they call them now, right? Have a roach, whatever. Then, you know, and nobody would say that's a big deal. But when I talk to patients, and they use cannabis every day, and they're calling in because they're vomiting, and they go, the marijuana is not controlling my vomiting anymore and my nausea. And I'm like, well, it's because it's starting to make you nauseous. It's toxicity. You have this cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. We really need to educate people. You know, I'm not here to say we need to go back and criminalize marijuana. That's going to be unfavorable for a lot of voters. Voters are going to say we want it. That's not going to happen. But what we really do need is a very, very aggressive education campaign. Like, remember in the 80s, they would crack a couple eggs in the skillet, and you'd add the skillet, this is your brain, and then this is your brain on drugs, or whatever that was. Well, that image really hit home for a lot of people. Now, people are like, well, I don't care. You know, I'm going to get COVID, or I'm going to get monkeypox, or something's going to happen to me. You know, there might be a war, and I get enlisted. So you kind of have this, I don't really care about my health attitude, but what about how you feel? What about, you know, look, are you guys tired of feeling in the dumps? A lot of people don't realize that their depression is marijuana-induced, or their nausea is marijuana-induced. They think they're completely exclusive. And so they're like, well, I feel bad, so I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to feel better. Just like chocolate. Chocolate makes us women feel so damn good, but we don't realize that then we feel bad because we ate chocolate, we gained weight, and the sugar can increase depression. Somebody needs to educate everybody on this, and they can't say drugs are bad. Drugs are bad doesn't work on the younger generation. They have to say, look, guys, you know, you're going to have some choices, but there's going to be consequences of those, and you need to be aware of those and recognize them and realize that maybe some of your behavior or activity might be actually hurting you. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, good show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have a lot of things to talk about today. Things have kind of stepped up with Russia. In fact, I believe U.S. officials are telling Americans to get out of Ukraine. Fighting is going to be stepping up. We got a parvovirus sort of illness that's affecting and killing a bunch of dogs in Michigan. We have Trump suing, I believe, is he suing the DOJ or the FBI? I don't know, some drama there. And we have possible student loan forgiveness. So a lot of people are kind of mixed on what we should do in terms of our student loans and where we go from here, and should we then all start borrowing some money to get our law degrees, our extra degrees, if college debt's going to be written off later anyway. So we got a lot to talk about. But one issue that I do want to bring up, because it is coming up a lot, is we are almost 3 years since the pandemic. I believe 3 years ago, roughly this month, is when the COVID virus leaked, got out of hand, or not got out of hand, but started initial exposures in China, such that by the time the fall or later fall came, it was in America, and then we started to identify it early 2020. So COVID-19, we're almost at the three-year anniversary, depending on where you want to look at it. And we have many individuals out there who haven't worked, or they work at home, and they are being faced with that decision of, you know, if you don't come back to the office, you're getting fired. And so I've received a few emails, one just outright saying, how do I get my wife back to work? She does not want to go back to work and get a job. And I know some of you might be thinking, oh, man, well, tell her to get off her butt and tell her to quit smoking pot. But I could see the psychology behind all of this. You know, I closed my office down in 2016 because of everything going on with the Affordable Care Act and people having high deductibles. Insurance wouldn't pay. Patients wouldn't pay. I got offered, you know, a job to teach. My show expanded. Doing my show every day for 3 hours a day, plus all the other media work I do, I closed my office. If somebody said, will you come back and open up your office or go back and, you know, do what you were doing years ago, my answer to that is no. And I love medicine and I loved seeing patients, but I kind of like my life now. Yeah, I'm making less money than when I had my office, but actually, I'm making more money because, remember, with Obamacare, then nobody was paying. Insurance wasn't paying. The deductibles were too high. Patients weren't paying. But before all that happened, yeah, I was making a lot more money. But now, no, there's not a lot of incentive to be back out there in the public and do what I used to do when I'm pretty happy doing what I'm doing now. Now, I'm being very productive. I'm still working, you know, probably 12 to 14 hour days, but I'm not doing the same type of job I used to do. So we have a lot of people out there that are not making money. They're not working. And when a spouse is asking them, look, honey, you know, money's getting tight. You know, can you apply for a job? There's this not only hesitancy, but almost fear. When you are out of work, the longer you're out of work, the harder it is to get back to work. In fact, when there's workers' comp injuries, we doctors are trained to get that person back at work as quickly as possible, even if it's work restrictions. If they broke their leg at work, get them back to work soon. If they had surgery, get them back to work as soon as their surgeon clears them. But the longer somebody is away from work, the harder it is to go back. And I get that. I get that. And it's our fault because, you know, we've had toxic employers, toxic coworkers, you know, people berating you, bullying you, sorority, high school BS going on. A lot of people are like, I don't think I want to be around the public. And so COVID gave us an excuse to be introverted, to be agoraphobic and socially anxious, such that now to tell somebody we'll go back, you have a lot of psychological levels to get over and hurdles to overcome. So my recommendation is, if you have a family member that's just not working at all, you have got to get them involved with something. Now, maybe don't call it a job. Maybe get them at their church to volunteer. But they have to leave the house. They have to get out of the house. Once they're out of the house, and if it's not a job, but they're doing something they like, they're hanging out at the church, they're hanging out with some friends, a couple little, you know, maybe volunteering, eventually they might be like, you know what? I'd like to make some money for this time I'm spending. Then look for part-time jobs. Don't tell somebody to go back to work, working another 40-hour work week at some corporation where they feel they were mistreated previously. Try to get them then to do something part-time. If they don't work at all, see if there's something they could do online. Now, a lot of remote work is starting to be hard to find because everybody and their mother wants to work remotely. And now the jobs are like, no, we need your butt back, you know, in your cubicle because people aren't working that productively at home. But if there is something somebody could do at home and they feel like they could be productive, we all need jobs, even if it's not necessarily an income job, but a job where we have roles as a parent, as a grandparent, as a sibling, as a friend, as a volunteer. We need to feel like we're not a burden on society. And we need to feel like we have a role. But when you have somebody in the house that has been now 3 years out of work, well, probably 2.5 years out of work, even though COVID's been around longer, and they're like, I can't go back. All right, don't then, and they're really fearful, okay? Then maybe ease them into volunteer work. Look, just an hour a day. You know, we need you to do this. You know, or, you know, maybe you could be the neighborhood dog walker or nanny. There's so many things, you know, tutoring. I'll try and make a list because I think there's a lot of things people don't realize they could do that they want to do. The average person doesn't want to not work, but what happens is they weigh two options. They weigh going back to work versus the shame or the depression of not working, and they go for the lesser of two evils. Some people gained weight and they're like, I got to buy all new clothes. You know, when you talk to your wife, ask her why, you know, and she might not necessarily say certain things, you know, and you might have to say, look, are you worried about your closet? You know, do you want to, you know, maybe it's their clothes. Maybe they don't like the way they look. Maybe, you know, there's a whole variety of reasons that could be keeping somebody away from work. So try to ease them in. Now, for those people who are working remotely, and a lot of you have reached out going, I can't go back. You know, I can't. Well, first of all, stop saying I can't. We all could do something. I mean, if we 3 years ago got our asses out of bed and, you know, drove our car to work, we could do that again. If nothing physically disabling is preventing you from getting in your car to go to the happy hour or to go to the grocery store, you can make it to a job. The problem is you're picturing your previous job. You think you're going to fail. You think that you're never going to be able to get what you had back where you were working at home, and you do have a lot of choices. Now, finally, what I want to say is if you are that anxious about getting back out there, you might need to talk to a medical provider. There is a lot of anxiety. For now, 2.5 years, you have been told by our government that you could get COVID and die. You could die. You can die. If you don't stand 6 feet away, you could die. If you don't wear that mask, you could die. Or you can put everybody else at risk. And if you're putting everybody else at risk, you know, that's you are not being a good American. You are not being a good citizen. So we were told to not do. We were told, don't go outside. Don't go there. Don't do this. Don't do that. If you are going to do this, you need to get a shot. So, you know, that is a lot of bombarding. But I got to tell you, you could still brush that off. Okay, the government is not telling you now to not work. So I don't want to see marriages fall apart. We're coming into a recession. I don't want to see people financially fail because of I don't want to work. But if you really have a family member that won't get off their ass, then what you need to do is find something they are interested in, even if it's volunteer work, and get them out, or have them go to work with you. I mean, at some point, just lock up the house and take away the key and say, you know, you don't get to come back into the house until 5 p.m., right? So from 8 to 5, you need to be somewhere else, even if it's the library. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver. Discover has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The son of President Trump, Eric Trump, says the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago residence is the culmination of a six-year-long fishing expedition, and no one is being fooled by this. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News says the FBI and Department of Justice have lost their way and become politicized over the past decade.
Federal agencies in the past 5-10 years have been weaponized against people the government doesn't like. That's just a fact.
Primary elections are underway in Florida and New York today. The governor race in Florida has Democrat Congressman Charlie Crist and State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried as potential opponents for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. In New York City, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney battle it out in the House primary. The final week of preseason in the National Football League starts Thursday with two games. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let me give you guys some updates on what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. The war is in its, I believe, 6th month now. And I'm a little torn in that I really didn't want America involved with boots on the ground. And I wanted the UN to do their job. On the flip side, what I didn't want is that we take a back seat and we keep flooding money, flooding artillery, but with the end result being we have to enter the war anyway. And if we could have done something 6 months ago, you know, should we have just done it? So that's going to be a question that we are going to be asking ourselves the longer this war goes on. And it's very, very similar to what we saw with World War II, where not Hitler and his Nazi regime kept moving and kept, you know, even though Russia has not been able to be as successful, thank God, but it just kept going on and on, and America was like, okay, well, you know, we'll see what happens, we'll see what happens, we'll see what happens. And then finally, we had to get involved. So some of the latest is at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, a worker has died from Russian shelling. Now, people working the plant should not be getting killed. Nobody should be getting killed with all this. But the State Department has issued a warning over the threat of increased Russian strikes on Ukraine during the week of their Independence Day. Independence Day is tomorrow, August 24th. They have been urging Americans to get the hell out of Ukraine. Kyiv is bracing itself for fresh attacks. And the UN said that the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, is at risk. They have sounded the alarm, demanding a demilitarization of the area and warning that the world is facing a moment of maximum danger. A worker at the plant has died of his injuries due to Russian shelling near the facility. They say the volume of grain leaving Ukraine's ports for export has increased to more than 700,000 metric tons. But people are concerned that Russia is going to interfere with, again, Ukraine's ability to export to try to cripple them even more economically. Russian forces are building an improvised bridge across the Dnipro River in Ukraine, according to UK Ministry of Intelligence. And they've started to move barges into position to construct a substantial floating bridge over the river immediately beside the damaged Antonivsky Road Bridge. That is going to help link Russian-occupied Kherson and Ukraine's eastern regions. If they complete the improvised bridge, it'll increase their capacity of the crossing point compared to the ferry, and it'll still be vulnerable to Ukraine offenses, but Russia's not letting up. So Americans are urged to get the hell out. Wednesday's anniversary commemorates 31 years since Ukraine broke its ties with the Soviet Union. It also marks 6 months since Russia invaded the country. So the U.S. government is urging Americans to get out. They believe Russia is stepping up their efforts. They say the U.S. Embassy urges U.S. citizens to depart Ukraine, now using privately available ground transportation options if it is safe to do so. The security situation throughout Ukraine is highly volatile, and conditions may deteriorate without warning. Now, I mean, wow, kudos to those people who are gutsy that since the beginning of this, you know, didn't leave. And actually, people came back, and they were like, yeah, we know there's fighting going on, but it's so far away from us that we're going to live our lives. And the resolve that Ukrainians have had is pretty admirable. But, yes, as a country, I would probably tell Americans to stay away from there for the time being. I know you want to support Ukraine. I know you might have business there, and the idea of everybody getting out, you know, can look like a sign of, you know, we're giving in to Putin, but it's just dangerous. And we're dealing with people who are not logical, especially with the genocide that's already been alleged and we've seen images of. Now, what also is stepping things up is the death of Daria Dugina. President Vladimir Zelensky denied their responsibility. This is when the daughter of, I believe, a Russian oligarch or a high-up Russian official was killed in a car bombing. Vladimir Zelensky said the suspect is not a Ukrainian citizen. He said, this is not our responsibility. She is not a citizen of our country. We are not interested in her. They speak so much more abrupt, you know? She is not in the territory of Ukraine, occupied or not. Dugina, the editor of a Russian disinformation website, was also the daughter of a prominent Russian ultranationalist, Alexander Dugin. So people are wondering if it's similar to The Godfather, where the bomb was supposed to be for Alexander, but she was using his car. and then ended up being the victim of the car bombing. Russia's Federal Security Service alleged that the assailant was a Ukrainian woman who arrived in Russia on July 23rd with her young daughter. This is according to Russian state news agency. After remotely detonating explosives planted in the Toyota Land Cruiser Prado, the FSB said the woman and her daughter drove through the Pskov region to Estonia, which was roughly a 12-hour journey. So, you know, if whether Ukraine was involved or not, if Russia feels Ukraine is, they're going to, you know, try and take revenge on that or use that as an excuse. Again, we're also concerned about false flag issues. UN Security Council is holding a meeting today on Zaporizhia nuclear plant. Their Security Council the plant, which is located in eastern Ukraine, the Zaporizhia, largest in Europe, 10th largest in the world, is under Russian control. Russia called for the session. According to one UN diplomat, this is set to begin later today. The council will hear Russia, you blame Ukraine and the United States for shelling the plant zone. Whereas everybody else is saying no, Moscow's been threatening radiation leaks and all that. German foreign minister says the world before Russia's invasion of Ukraine will no longer exist. The new normal is something now we're going to hear not in terms of COVID, but in terms of the war. And sadly, what we saw happen after World War II, even after World War I, even after Vietnam, can definitely happen as a result of this. This Russian invasion of Ukraine, making its six-month mark and Russia not looking like they want to step up, is starting to make us realize that this might be very much something that pulls us all into a world conflict. And Russian President Vladimir Putin neither stopped at that final turning point on February 23rd nor responded to countless offers of talks, according to German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock. She said he led his country into a long, ever darker night until today without any sign of compliance, without any serious offer of negotiation, without remorse. So this is something that we saw and identified right away. Putin wants Ukraine back, maybe more, and they also want to be looked upon as a force nobody reckons with, or a force to be reckoned with, or a force that nobody messes with. We're still trying to figure out how much Russia and China are working together and what sort of pact they're making as China is, you know, looking towards Taiwan. It's a pretty stressful time, and so We've been very distracted with midterms, with monkeypox, with the FBI raid in Mar-a-Lago, that, you know, I'm just here to tell you that when everybody else is distracted, especially with elections and midterms, that's when other foreign entities, if they want to do what they want to do, are doing it. We're having fentanyl, you know, in droves and in truckloads, you know, coming over the border every day, that has to be seized. And there's people that want to take advantage. And we need to be on heightened alert. So I agree. You know, if you don't need to be in the area, get out of the area. There's going to be a poop storm coming when it comes to fuel, when it comes to Europe dealing with their cold winter and the embargoes that Russia has imposed. So it's a poop storm. But, you know, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-9 DOCDALI. So student loan forgiveness has been on the docket or on the platform now since the Democratic primary. And it was a very, very exciting concept. Economically, it left a lot to be desired. And economists are like, okay, whoa, wait a second here. Psychologically, and I think also from a voter popularity, I thought that could be very, very damaging. But because I have a lot of students, and I've been teaching ever since I left school, I would love for them to get any reprieve that they can. But I get that it could be damaging, especially for the Democrats. So we are being told that Biden may announce his decision tomorrow. I think they wanted to announce their decision closer to the midterms. But the moratorium on student loan payments and not having to pay your student loan payments, the deadline is August 31st. And with all the spending that's going on right now with the government, you know, student loan money, there's billions upon billions of dollars that are supposed to be coming in annually from the student loan borrowers. So there's a lot of pressure on Biden to come up with a decision now. So it sounds like what he might do is knock off 10 grand for anybody making less than 125,000. So if you and your partner make about $250,000 a year, you might be able to wipe off $20,000 of your student loan debt. Nice, but I, if the government's going to basically, you know, give 10 grand away, I'd really love to see that to some of these kids that are starving or some of these veterans or homeless people that don't have homes or medical care. But, you know, I really care about the medical students. Yeah. And, you know, from a medical student standpoint, those who are in residency may benefit from this because they're only making about 50 grand a year. But once you graduate, you're not going to. Now, some people are already asking, so should I not work? Should I take the year off, get that 10 grand, and then apply? There's a whole bunch of, a lot of people are now thinking, you know, should I go and be chief resident again? Because I'll still be under that. Then I could get the 10,000 off or more. For the 10,000, I just don't think it's worth it. But, you know, for those individuals who would really like 10,000 off their hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan debt, power to you. It's just they're saying that this move could cost $980 billion in the next 10 years. They say the move could increase inflation. That's not my concern with all this. You know, I want the students receiving help, but my concern is the whole concept of these colleges can charge an arm and a leg. One of my friend's children just got accepted to a school back east, and the tuition is about 50 grand a year. Why aren't then the colleges saying, you know what, guys? That bill, we're going to just knock the 10,000 off. But instead, the colleges still got their money, you know, because the administration wants to make sure colleges happy. They definitely don't want to mess with higher education. And they're like, you know what, even though we paid the school whatever they wanted, they wanted 200 grand, they got the 200 grand. They wanted 50 grand, they got it. We will just eat the 10,000. My problem with that is then colleges have no consequences for charging an arm and a leg. And they could still charge more. I see that, you know, people tell me all the time, you have no idea what they're charging and how much we're spending. And so students have to keep borrowing. Then they have to keep borrowing, and then we all have to help these students pay for it. Why isn't anybody having a conversation with some of these schools saying, do you really need to charge 50, 60 grand a year? Can you just cut it a little bit? Because if you could cut it a little bit, then we don't have to pay 10,000 a student. And, you know, it's kind of stupid. It's almost like what happened with insurance and Obamacare. You know what? You charge the patient your, $1,000 a month, and we will give money to the insurance company for the patient. Well, then the insurance companies went up. their premiums went up. College should not be this expensive. It should not cost $250,000 for a medical student to go through medical school. So now we have, well, we have all these people in debt. Well, that was a choice. I mean, I chose. Now, I only had to borrow about $80,000, and my choice was to work while I was in medical school. Now, that's, you know, we don't tell students to do that these days, but for me, I had to. So I worked. I worked all through college. I worked all through medical school as far as I could, you know, until you had to do your rotations, and then you couldn't because you're doing 36-hour shifts. But I made a choice to borrow as little as possible because I didn't want to have that debt. If now the thinking is, don't worry, just borrow, because the government's going to figure out a way to pay for it, well, then all those individuals who said, whoa, 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 I didn't want to be in debt, are going to say, well, then to hell with this, sign me up. I mean, I got two kids now, one about, you know, one that's going to go in, to master's, his master's studies, graduate school, the other one in undergrad, and I worked my ass off to make sure they didn't have student debt. I mean, should they just borrow? They're definitely making under 125 grand. They're probably going to be making under that for a while. Should they borrow? And that's the next question people are asking. If the federal government's going to do this, should you borrow money right away so then you get that free 10 grand? It's very confusing. Now, it is going to be clarified tomorrow, I hope. I don't know. If Biden speaks, there's not going to be much clarity, but hopefully something gets written where they clarify it. But, you know, it's a nice thing to do, and it'll get the Democrats the votes for those who got to save 10 grand. But for those individuals who just paid off their student loans, they're pissed. For those individuals that aren't of that 125, you know, cutoff, they're mad. And so there's a lot of Democrats that busted their butts to borrow to get through school, and then they don't get to benefit from this. That could be a problem. So it's not as popular a move. You know, and then is $10,000 even enough? Are people going to be like, okay, well, $10,000 isn't, we have hundreds of thousands of dollars of student debt. Well, if you have hundreds of thousands of dollars of student debt, the $10,000 is nice, but is that enough to change your vote? You know, it's, I don't think it's a win-win. I think the Democrats got themselves into some trouble. What they should have done is come up with a program where associate's degree is added on to high school, where rather than they pay for college, if you're in high school, rather than a high school diploma, there's a tract that's free, where you could get your associate's degree while in high school. There's your free college. Or figure out a way where you could talk to these institutions, these private institutions or public institutions, about not charging hundreds of thousands of dollars to each student so that the taxpayer doesn't have to pay for it. But that's not the way it is. I mean, I chose state schools because private schools were too expensive. How many people made that choice? And I don't regret it. I love the fact that I went to UNLV and UNR. I think the education I got from them was amazing. But a lot of other people are going to be like, wait a second, I purposely didn't borrow. And you're telling me that I could have gone to Pepperdine this whole time? I could have gone to Harvard? I could have gone to UCSD? So it's not as popular as they think. And when you look at the long-term monetary, you know, the lack of money coming in for all these things that the government's printing money for, it's a problem. I say get the schools to charge less. This way taxpayers don't have to be paying for this. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.